Hey, got milk? Buckle up and grab a beverage. It's time for another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind. And now, to Den and Kaven. I mean, what? Somebody cut me off. I mean, now, to David and Ken.
Okay, we're live. Oh
see,
my God.
I need to put a light above your head.
Yeah.
See that light? It's tiny.
It's location, location, location.
It's tiny. But I will behave myself now, I promise.
No, so, don't.
Yeah, we don't want
don't.
You. Don't. Yeah, we don't want you to behave
seriously.
Yourself.
But
how are you going to be HR downloadable?
Yeah, I'm going to work on her to be our producer, honest to God.
Yeah.
You know, I have three shows that I produce. Holy cow. Well, all right.
Three shows?
Three, yeah. The Wake Up Call, which Rin and I have been invited to host or to MC the Music for Masada,
mm-hmm.
which is a fundraiser for Masada House. It'll be about my 12th year to do it. Rin has been with me for two of them, and so we get to do it again.
It's on May 6th.
May the 6th. Thank you for reminding me. Plus, we're also talking to Scott. Scott's ready to do another salsa contest.
Yeah.
So.
Say what? Salsa?
Yeah.
Not the dance.
Oh. Well, we can get drunk with salsa anyway.
You could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
make it really spicy and do both.
Not going to win anything, but.
Yeah.
Applause.
You win our admiration.
Spike the salsa.
You
can have a whole bunch of people doing salsa.
You can have
a couple
salsa
of grabs.
Salsa.
Mm. Sure.
Am I going to wear a puffy dress?
Am I going to wear a dress?
No, I said, can I wear like a puffy dress?
Or whatever you want.
Don't they do that and like fling it?
Yeah, kind
of. I think they fling
puffy
it around.
Dress.
More dancing was twitchy, but yeah.
Yeah, less twitchy than what
it
you were just demonstrating there.
Yeah. Then it'd be like,
it sounds like a hoop, either way.
Yeah.
When is that?
Sixth.
The salsa. The
we did it last
Masada
year.
Is on the sixth.
Yes.
So Ken and I were talking about that. I'm not sure.
We need to squeeze a salsa contest in there somewhere. The sixth, I'm going to assume, is on a Saturday.
It is.
And Cinco de Mayo
is a Friday.
It's the fifth this year, right?
Is yeah, I think it's the fifth this year. Yeah, yeah.
And that took me too long to get.
So if the sixth is on a Saturday, that's on a Friday. So we could do it on Friday.
That would actually be kind of cool.
I can confirm the sixth is a Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
I have access
Thank
to a
you.
Calendar.
Thank you for that. I better get a hold of Rin. I told her it was a Sunday. No, I'm kidding.
So don't quote us, but maybe May 5th.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe so. I think, yeah.
You're saying maybe May 5th for Cinco de Mayo?
No,
for a salsa contest.
On Cinco de Mayo. Oh.
And Cinco de Mayo. It may be on May 5th. We're going to need to verify.
Which makes that a Friday.
When Cinco de Mayo is.
Hispanic holiday, right?
I don't know. You know, we're talking business, but probably if I was a bar owner, I don't know that I'd want to do a salsa contest on what probably going to be one of my busiest nights.
On May 5th, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of my concern is it's actually on the day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Especially in my scenario. Where you're salsa dancing and eating salsa sounds messy.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
sound,
definitely going to have to get some two plies.
But it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Where the
get like a belt that has little dishes so you
yeah.
can. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like little signs. No, I was saying if you have that much salsa and dancing, because physical movements help things pass, and with Mexican food, you're going to need a lot of two-ply on hand.
Sure.
And two-ply matters.
You poop is in your vernacular, period. It's always there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In some way or another.
Yeah.
Well, because you, I mean.
Well, tell people what you do. I mean, this is such a great thing, honestly. I think it's something that, I think it was brilliant. Huh? You didn't want to tell people what you do?
No, I can.
Okay.
I just didn't know. Yeah.
I'll give you free advertising.
I'm a turd herder.
She is. Yes.
She puts poop in groups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah, I scoop your poop. Commercial, residential, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, once a time, all the time.
Yeah.
Poop. And we're trying to figure out what to do with my poop.
Specifically, pet poop.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
There's an asterisk.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, right. Very important.
Don't
part.
Call you to clean out the porta potty.
No.
Right.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad we clarified that.
Yeah.
Kid. Way to go.
And probably don't feed your dog salsa.
But now, do you do
But we're talking about what to do. No, I don't.
I hate cat crap.
Well, because one of the things is we won't go into a house that's a liability. I don't.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want somebody to be like, where's my missing diamond ring? And it's on us. Nope. So we do not go into a house at all.
It would be a plot twist if the dog ate the ring and the poop outside.
Right.
Have you had that happen?
That dog would have framed me. No, we've had so much shit in our shit. The good old tube sock is always in there. But the number one is still Lacy panties.
Oh, delicious.
Really? Yeah. Not shoelaces.
Obviously.
Not shoelaces. But really? I had a Barbie arm. It was surrendering.
Yeah.
It makes sense about the panties. If you think about it, because especially if they had been worn. I'm not trying to be gross, but you know, the dog picks up the scent and
aromatic. But here's the thing. Okay,
typical male, I'm gonna eat that thing.
Here we go. Because if I was a dog and I could smell all these things, I don't want to get in too many details, but if they're going for like nasty undies, that's you guys, because you guys, all the men that I've ever washed laundry for, even my sons, have itchy buttholes because they're hairy, and you guys do the round around, so you have a little brown circle.
Oh, right.
I call it the round around.
Round around is trademarked.
So if you look at your undies before you wash them, and you can see it's like a brown circle because you guys are like doing yourself a rib job.
Mine don't look like that.
So yeah, I don't do that.
I haven't done the round around, but I'm gonna try it. I want to get me curious.
But I know what she's talking about. Yeah,
you do. So you do the round around.
No.
Okay. Who washes your undies?
I do.
Have you looked at your undies?
Yeah, I don't touch my butt.
You don't itch your butt through your undies.
Yeah. Except when I'm wiping.
Remember when you were talking about the floating eye?
But, yeah. Yeah, I stay clear of that area.
How do you itch your butthole?
I don't have an itchy butthole. Ever. Carrie.
Oh, come on. Thank you. Everyone has an itchy butthole.
I'm a lady.
Yeah, I don't touch my butt. I don't adjust my junk.
Oh. But if you had an itchy butthole.
It is where it is.
How would you scratch your butthole? It was a hypothetical. Let's say
It is a hypothetical because my butt doesn't itch.
Hypothetical. Your butthole never itches?
No.
Am I the only one to hear that?
No, I shower.
You're like, it's called soap. Do you have an itchy butthole? Not right now, but have you?
No, I have. No, I mean.
I'm sure everyone has.
What was your name? It's driving me crazy.
Bill, do you have an itchy butthole? He can't hear me. Does your butthole ever itch?
What's in your wallet?
Your wallet.
Asbestos, apparently. No.
Well, maybe I need to reconsider
them. That is super bright.
I need to reconsider the men I'm dating then if they all do the round around.
Right.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with such. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, if I have an itchy butthole, I just scoot like a poodle, but.
Scoot like. Yeah, me too. Across the carpet.
So I got squirmy in my chair here in a minute.
Carrie scoots trademarked as well.
I think, honestly, I think that's why I can't keep a woman because I asked her to scratch when I walked in.
Oh! That's like a poo jab.
Mine is exit only. I mean, exit only.
Well, no, when you scratch your butthole, you're not going in it. Okay, so like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't.
Look at me demonstrate. Okay, see, I make a little.
Yes, I know exactly. I get it.
You grab the toilet brush.
Hold on, let me take a picture of that.
Of my butthole? Okay. Okay, here's my butthole.
Yeah. Wow.
And this is a round around.
That is going to be the cover shot.
If that's the case, people should know that butthole has seen some action. It was permanently open. I mean, I've seen some buttholes in my time, but never one that's just not closed.
All right, so that reminds me of a joke.
That's why it's been so windy around here.
Do you know?
It's not working out.
Carrie's butthole's been open.
Do you know why turds are tapered?
It's so your butthole don't slam shut.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, not mine. You did a great wide open, folks.
Dropping bugs.
No, because it's your sphincter, doesn't it kind of contract?
It was a joke.
It's a joke.
Oh, I was really sitting here thinking about turds.
Anatomy 101.
Okay.
Because they are kind of.
It's tapered so your butthole doesn't slam shut.
Yeah.
Because that's a the sphincter muscle.
My butthole slams. Not really the verb I was going to put there.
Terpered.
Anyway, back to the subject at hand. Turds.
Oh, yeah. What was the subject at hand? Oh, yeah.
Okay,
you mentioned a Barbie arm. I can totally see that.
It was like sticking out. Like
but I also want to see that. I mean, I can imagine it. I want to see it because I want to see a turd in a yard, arms? Like over here. I'm right over here.
We have this one dog who chews crayons, so these people must buy a ton of crayons.
Nice.
And it's just like poop with confetti. Because it's so
artistic.
Yes. It is.
Yeah. I think that's kind of cool.
It is.
The dog is an artsy-fartsy kind of dog.
I wonder if I'm going to test it on my dogs. Could you give, like, food coloring? So then my dog's, like, pooping, like, purple. And so when people come to scoop, just look for little purple spots.
Oh.
Yeah. We would go in and out of yards so much faster.
No, yellow. It needs to contrast with like the grass. Purple's gonna blend in too well, so yellow. It needs
purple's
to be like
blend
a contrasting.
Are you colorblind?
No, it needs to be a contrasting color.
You're familiar
purple
with the color.
Purple does not contrast with green, is what he's getting at.
Yes,
right. I'm a designer.
Yellow is in the wheel.
Yellow's in the same house as green.
No.
No.
Are you familiar with the primary color?
Hold on, am I just realizing that I'm weird and I don't know my colors and I'm the only one that itches my butthole?
Are you colorblind?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to look in the mirror.
We did establish that you don't have the poop stains on your under britches, but potentially streak marks on the carpet. Is that what we figured out?
What do they call that in men's underwear? The
Tread.
No, it's called
skid marks.
Oh,
skid marks.
Yeah, skid marks.
So, see,
yeah.
I have skid marks, so that just proves I don't. Do
you don't
thing.
Have skid marks? I have never had skid marks.
I don't. No.
Opposite.
I don't either.
I've never had skid marks. Like, even if you have the dirty squirties, I don't have skid marks.
Yeah. Dirty squirties.
You know, when you're sliding into third and you feel a juicy turd, don't make me sing anymore.
Yeah, right.
Butts full of foam. Yeah. Going into
driving
home.
Driving in the Chevy and you feel a little heavy.
Climbing up a ladder and you hear a juicy splatter.
Oh, see, those are all new.
Yeah.
Well, this is the beginning of a quartet.
Driving into first, and you feel a little burst.
Yep.
All right.
Diarrhea.
So
but
you deal
with dogs.
Yes,
yeah. What do you do with it? Because I know you dispose of it properly.
Right. And like I said,
throw it at
time,
the homes of your enemies.
Yeah.
We've covered
last
this.
Last time I wanted to put it on, you know, my ex-husband's lawn.
Yes.
But I think that would be frowned upon or against the law or whatever. But to each their own.
Is there an ordinance for that?
Yeah, there's a city ordinance.
Well, there's one for the homeowner having it there, but is there an ordinance for someone putting it there?
That's trespassing unless I do like what I was saying, chimpanzee, and just fling that shit.
Yeah, fling it from the road, man.
Yeah. So instead of a turd herder, I'm a shit flinger.
Ooh. I need like a little catapult or a trebuchet.
What are these called?
Trebuchet.
Wait, what are these called?
A trebuchet.
Swing shots.
You need that trebuchet.
A what? What's a trebuchet?
It's a trebuchet for shit.
Yeah, but I just said slingshot. That's different. But that would be hard to keep it because it's kind of a soft matter. So you would be able to hold it crumple.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have that in your pocket just for like...
Let it dry out a little bit.
Yeah, keep it out for a few days.
You could.
Yeah. Applying for a job.
Well, I think everyone here is applying for a job in some way. But, I mean, that's what can we make? Can we shit bricks? Can we compact them and build little houses?
I say yeah.
Oh.
So what's the decomp time on that? Anyone?
I don't know.
Because I will have someone call me and their shit's been there for, I don't know, 2 years and it's all calcified and white.
Yeah.
But you would have to preserve it so it doesn't calcify
have to do
and crumble?
To it, yeah.
Shellac it.
Ooh, we can shellac schlit.
Shellac.
Shellac.
I can say it.
Yes.
Shellac shit.
Nice. Yes.
What are the seven words you can't say on radio?
Every single one that I have
we've
already.
We've covered them all. It's fine.
We're good.
And I'm only warming up, folks.
This show is never going to be on public radio for sure.
No.
Yeah.
There's no surprise.
We just screwed
ourselves. Well, you have to tell me when it's going to be public or not, and I'll try to behave.
I said no. Let's go for it. We had some great downloads when we were on the show last time. So I'm not sure where this one's going. Have no clue.
Yeah, none of us do.
Well, if anything, I'll be single forever because everyone's like, that bitch does a round. Just gonna scoot on the carpet.
Hey, there's someone for everyone.
Every pot has a lid, right?
That guy that smells it afterwards, he's yours.
Yeah, every pot has a carpet.
Yep.
I love those videos you see every once in a while. There's somebody of a woman scratching her front,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the husband's secretly standing beside the door, taping her, and she takes it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I have never done that. I don't want to know what my business smells like. Nope. No.
That's usually a man domain. No, I don't do that. I don't scratch it or whatever, but we want to smell things.
I do like
all
to smell
the things.
No.
I am, yeah, a smeller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the car wreck, right? You have to slow down, no, and you have to look. So that's a man.
I just think a vagina probably smells like Sam's Club.
When everybody's
such a
someone
weird smell in there.
What? Ho.
Find a man somewhere that's like and someone's going, "Oh my god, this smells disgusting. Smell this," and he'd be like, "All right." He's going to smell it, even though you just said,
"I don't think it's specific."
This smells disgusting.
She's a female and she wants to smell it.
Yeah, there's exceptions to everything.
And it's fun being with someone who is the opposite, because it's like, come on.
Oh, it is. It is.
Oh, it's like breast milk when guys want to try breast milk, right?
Sure.
Jerry, so I don't think you've met Jerry, but Jerry, so we had like some pinto beans or something in a little glass container thingy. It was in the fridge. It got pushed to the back. I don't know how long it was in there.
Nobody does.
But, so pinto beans.
Do they stink?
Just pinto beans. When they've been sitting in a glass container in the back of the fridge for who
Turning
knows how long.
Turning into a science experiment. Okay.
Jerry took she was cleaning out the fridge, so she took that out, and she opened the lid, and she was trying
to figure out what
to
it was.
Vomit and trying not to vomit all at the same time
while she was
holding the thing and trying to run from the thing that she was holding.
Wow.
That was amazing. So I'm secretly trying to plant other things into the back of the fridge so I can see that again.
Because
I want to see her with a
You're
jar at arm's length,
I mean, I
trying to run from
partner,
it as
but...
she's going... Yeah. Yeah. It was amazing.
Making my eyes water.
I think everyone messes with their partner in one way or another.
But I'm not that guy. I don't
I
get bothered by smells.
I also think we should have smells. Pinto beans at the salsa dance.
Yeah.
Old pinto beans.
Just throwing that in.
I guess it's weird when I think about it. I don't smell things, but seeing that I'm a turd herder, I smell things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, or not.
Yeah. I have a dog.
And they can do it.
There's no way you can say that they all smell the same, because I can tell you.
No.
Who's
no.
getting the high-end dog food?
Yes.
What if you had a sixth sense and you could tell what kind of breed it was by the smell of the food?
Did I tell you about the lady that called me that one time? She called me and she said, "Do you guys do DNA testing?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, you have the wrong number." And she said, "Well, no, my neighbor and I share a yard, and I think this is her dog's poop, but I can't tell. Do you guys DNA test the poop?"
Wow.
And I was like, "Might I give you a library card? I mean, you just seem a little bored." I can't DNA your dog poop, but honey, I can help you in the community anyway. Don't read a book. But I just thought, this is the most fucked up question I've ever. And I've had some really shitty questions answering the phone. But yeah, that one was DNA dog poop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So like things like, I don't know, forensic files. Can they DNA turd?
It costs like $500, but yes.
And then,
yes. Yeah.
And then just
totally.
Let her be like, yeah. Then, like, yeah. Take in her money and then be like, "The results are this fecal matter," and you
is
do the
not
long
the
is not the father.
You have to do the right. long, awkward pause, and they go,
"We determined that was
not
a lie."
Right? I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. Wow.
But do they do that like forensics files? Like,
I don't know. Just make it up.
Like, if you found a human turd out there and you wanted to know,
add pet detective to.
Yep. Ace Ventura, can I talk with my butthole?
Right?
Oh, I don't know. We don't want to go there.
Do you guys remember that part?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite part is him coming out of the hip, the fake rhinoceroses. Where
yeah.
It's pretty hot.
In that one, one of the, I don't know why it cracks me up so much, but they had some kind of greeting there, and he misinterpreted the greeting, and so he was just walking around in his pet detective way going, "Bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee tuna."
Tuna,
yeah.
I love that movie. I haven't seen it forever.
Yeah.
I like it when they have to kneel or like bow and he's like, "Chicago. Chicago. Gotcha.
Gotcha. No, you're out.
God,
God, how old is that movie?
Not yes. that old. We're young.
Oh, yeah, we're young.
Let's not age ourselves, right? That's what you said. Okay.
Nope.
All right, well, I think we've
I think we beat the shit out of this topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pounded it.
My eyes are no longer brown.
Thank you, Poop Group.
I can't believe I just did that either. And you saw it.
Yes.
Oh, what did she do that I missed?
I was just thinking that was the explanation for the open butthole.
Well, on OnlyFans... But no, because I said I beat the shit out of that topic, and then I went, pounded it.
Okay.
It's compacted.
Compacted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that little bottle down there at the end of the table?
Oh, this beer salt.
Beer salt.
Oh. I didn't even know Delicious. They made this until like a month ago. She was
oh, and
buying it.
She yeah. says, what's that for? And I said, beer.
What?
Beer salt. It's beer salt. Yeah. I said, what's in a name, huh? What's in a name?
What's that?
You don't put any in your beer?
No.
I used to put salt in my beer.
Why would you do that, though? To make
well,
it richer?
Basically, I was stoned. I was really stoned. I love when you put the salt in there,
you
the bubbles.
All the bubbles?
Yeah, exactly.
There's yeah. bubbles without being
I'm not
stoned or without
but
salt.
I can no, appreciate no, it, the chemical
it, reaction. It's like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Yeah. It would fascinate me for hours. And the beer would be so salty by the time it got there.
You had to chew it. Yeah.
I've been...
Yikes.
I've been pretty... Yeah. In my younger day, I never met a joint I didn't like. I'll put it that way.
Oh, fine. See, I'm an angel, so I wouldn't know.
Any...
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Despite my open bob. Oh,
bullshit.
Every
okay.
joint I've ever had...
Ladies, would you like to have the last word? We're going to close this up.
This has been. Am I going to die? Why am I doing my last words?
Oh.
Daddy, I'm sorry for everything.
Daddy. Wow.
Look at her. I love her.
I can't follow that. So.
Well, you're like you're asking for forgiveness or something. It's
can
my
I
daddy.
Take your picture for the page?
The wise ass at the end?
Yeah. I mean, because you really haven't talked much, but...
But what she does say is on point.
Yes, it was extremely on point, yeah.
I have one suggestion.
Okay, lay it on us.
Okay.
Can we hear her?
It's never just one. It's never just one.
No, I can't hear her.
No, I have one suggestion.
One okay. suggestion.
I when you say rear end, I find that more offensive than ass. So
really?
Maybe don't say rear end anymore.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with the word rear end?
It just sounds like...
It's offensive to her.
It's offensive. I you would know, rather I, your ass.
Listen.
Like, just be... Just,
okay.
It is what
so,
it is.
She calls so you have like a nice ass. Ass. How's that?
Yeah, but
nice
you said...
rear end?
No.
Yeah. Look at the rear end on that
when did
one.
You bring up rear end?
Did I say
I'm
that?
That
I don't remember.
I mean, if you break that down, it could be more offensive because we're humans. We walk vertically. We don't really have a rear end. Our entire backside from our head to our heels is technically our rear end.
Rear end. Like you're getting rear-ended.
One time in college.
Right.
No. They call it that.
Yeah, one time in college.
Negative connotations. Ass?
Okay.
We all know what you're saying. Say rear end, it's been like...
Okay, well, I apologize.
I don't apologize.
I don't remember saying it. It must have been something I was doing...
Play it back.
I think it's
Oh yeah, I listen. Don't worry. Yeah.
Well, of all the things said today, that's the one thing that offended you. Because I can keep going.
Yeah, well, kidding. I have a lot of things to address with you.
Oh.
Oh.
I am definitely going to HR.
Yeah. We're gonna have a meeting after
this. Spend
myself.
Okay.
Can I? Can I just sit and listen to the meeting?
Yes. The next time drag somebody down your path of destruction,
uh-huh.
Talk about your own itchy asshole. Don't try to get them to chime in.
Oh, I'm just engaging in the conversation.
Yeah. I 100% disagree. If someone is scratching their ass, we need to know. Right?
No,
spread it around. Don't spread
ass.
It around.
How do you
find out who's spreading around?
Well,
that's, yeah.
Well, it wasn't catching you in the act of doing it. It was accusing you of such. So
well,
that's
she was asking you about your historical
Well, because what if I wanted to know if I'm the only person in the world that does a round-around?
You are.
The only way I would know is by asking other people if they do a round-around.
True.
Round.
That is true.
You still are the only person who does that.
Does it change the answer? My ex-husband's undies. All my husbands. All of them.
Well, they'll
do the round-around.
Okay.
Maybe what I'm feeding him is bad, but...
And your son will appreciate it.
Both
that
of
as
my
well.
Sons did the round-around.
So the dating profile you go on is roundarounds.com. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Get it.
Advice for future husbands, stop feeding them asbestos.
Well,
you know, she's on a strict diet of mac and cheese. She doesn't know how to cook another single thing in life.
I eat a shit ton of mac and cheese.
It's the only thing she knows how to make.
Yeah. So you make it from scratch or the box?
It depends on my mood.
Everything.
Yeah.
It depends on my mood.
I love mac and cheese, but...
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's a whole other episode.
They've invited themselves for dinner.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. You're going to need some two-ply, and you're going to do the round-around. You're going to be itchy when you leave.
Just now you're going
to be itchy when you leave.
Yeah, my next ex-husband is going to have to do... Yeah.
Why are you so negative?
She's not negative.
I think I'm pretty positive
my
right now.
My next ex-husband... My next
well, my exit. Track record isn't so well.
Well, mine isn't either, but
like,
I don't
know. Did you notice my status
my
on Facebook?
No, I didn't.
I changed it to widowed, and everyone's like, oh my God, is he dead? I'm like, no, he's just fucking dead to me. And I think it's funny.
Oh, yeah, we had that conversation last week. Yeah. Or a couple weeks ago when you guys were
So it says widowed, and I'm not, but dead to me.
But it makes sense. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's sorry for your loss. Yeah, it's my condolences.
She's not.
I'm not. I'm shooting up fireworks.
I
don't have any last words. I think I've said more than I should.
Yeah, you probably have.
Yeah. Last.
Anything?
Oh no, this has been a pleasure.
Oh, thank good.
You. It was a random Thursday.
Love it. Yeah.
And I think I got your last word.
That one, yes. No more rear end.
Yeah, she was the rear end of that. Yeah, she was the rear end of that conversation.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you're saying
Ken, can you top any of that?
No. Okay, no, then. No, I can't.
Bill, you'd like to add any 2 cents, nickel, something?
$25.
Nope. He's done.
Did you enjoy your double teamed experience?
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Always. Every time that happens,
you, yes.
I think she did better than I did, though.
Well,
I mean, it's not a competition.
Oh, I'm competitive.
It's, no.
Oh. Well, you lost.
Being involved in the double team puts you on equal ground.
Grow up and do better, Curie.
We're out of here.
Okay, friends, that's it for this week. Don't worry, they'll be back next week thanks to their wonderful sponsors.
Pinyon Hills Dental, located at 4725 Foothills Drive, Farmington, New Mexico.
Francisco's New Mexican Restaurant, featuring New Mexican cuisine.
If you hire Ken Collins Marketing to build your website, people who look for you online will be able to find you.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact interwestconcepts.com. You're welcome to contact us there for any commentary, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's it for now, until you join us again.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.